a summary of yesterday's Tarawih Salat, which was recited from the second quarter of the second para to the first half of the half of the third juz. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what is true piety. That piety is not only one aspect of deen. So in that time they were fighting, as you face the east or the west, the Kaaba Sharif or Baytul Maqdis, so the non-Muslims, Muslims, or some munafiqs, or some people who had accepted Islam but they were weak, started having doubts. So they started fighting about this, arguing about this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that true piety is not only one aspect of deen. The whole of deen must come into a person's life. So in one matter a person mustn't fight. The main thing is to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that true piety in a person's individual life is the first thing: a person's iman must be correct, must believe in on the correct things. Number two, وَأَتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَ وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. His mu'asharat, his dealings with other people must be correct. A person, the greatest thing of mu'asharat is to help and assist other people with your money, especially which a person loves normally. So to assist people, the poor people, the yatims, the miskeen, the travelers, those people who are asking to help and assist them. Number three, your ibadat must be correct. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَتَ الزَّكَاةَ, performing of salat, giving of zakat. And then your business transactions must be correct also. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَهَدُوا, whatever pacts you have made, promises, deals, person must fulfill that. And a person's akhlaq in character must be correct. And the basis of akhlaq in character, the ulama say, is sabr. A person is able to have control over himself. So in difficult conditions, in easy conditions, in all conditions, a person has got the quality of sabr. So Allah Ta'ala says, those people who have got all these five branches in their life, they are the truthful people, they are the people who are sadaqu, they have spoken the truth, and they are the ones of taqwa and piety. In the Quran and other places, Allah Ta'ala says, اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصراح وكونوا مع الصراح وكونوا مع الصادقين. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay in the company of the sadiqeen, the truthful people. So this ayat is explaining who are the truthful people. Those people who have got the whole of deen in their lives, they are the truthful people. So a person must try to bring a life also, stay in the company of those people and bring these qualities within a person's life. However, Islam is not only based on this. This is for a person's individual life. Then on a social scale also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, for example, the law of qisas. So Allah ta'ala said qisas, Islamic punishments and penalties, Allah has made it farz upon you. When somebody kills somebody else, then a person, then Allah Ta'ala has given certain laws and guidelines here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ. When you will follow the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this matter of the penal laws, then in there is true life for the people. Oh, people of intelligence, there is true life for you people. You will take one person's life, somebody kills somebody else, you take his life, the whole country will be saved. Thousands of lives will be saved. And when the laws of Islam are not followed, then everywhere there is bad'amani, there is fear, There is no safety of amongst people. People are fearing for their lives, women are fearing for their izzat and their chastity. So when a person will follow the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will give life, true life to the people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, if the time of death comes to a person also, it's compulsory for us to have a wasiyat. Means the person must always have written down his will, especially what he owes people, I owe so and so person. So if he has to pass away, then everything is written for a person. People can easily sort out his matters and affairs. Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about fasting in the month of Ramadan, that this is a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will create within a person the quality of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain masail also, and about the great month of Ramadan, in which the Quran Sharif had been sent down. This is a special festival and function in every country. Once a year they have election day or they have some other function, then every year they keep celebrating it. Allah Ta'ala gave us the Quran Sharif, the greatest gift. Allah Ta'ala gave us not one day but the whole month to celebrate this gift which Allah Ta'ala has given us of the Quran Sharif. So this whole month, a person is fasting in celebration of this gift which Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And a person is making Tarawih Salat at night, so he can remember this great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he can gain his connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this month Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When they ask of me, then I am very close. I accept the du'as of those people who make du'a to me. So in this month, a person must make abundance of du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A fasting person's du'a is readily accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah mentioned about du'a in the middle of the fasting, the masail of fasting. Allah Ta'ala mentioned about du'a. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions thereafter that in a night time in Ramadan, it's permissible for a person to have relations with his wife. In the beginning portion of Islam, as soon as a person went to sleep at night, then the fasting used to start. And then, so some Sahaba radiallahu anhu came home very tired, just lie down for a short while after Isha, and they fell asleep. Then they had to keep roza from that the whole night, whole next day again. So it was difficult for them. Some of them, the one Sahabi fell out unconscious, couldn't manage. It was extremely hot days in Makkah Mukarrah, in Medina Munawwara, and they're working the whole day. So Allah Ta'ala said, I've made it easy for you people. So many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah makes it easiness for us. Allah mentioned to us that this was the original command, and now I'm making it easy for you people. So a person can understand the favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It's not our right. Allah could have commanded us 24 hours you must fast. But Allah said, I'm making it easier for you people because I know of your weakness. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned about i'tikaf, the great ibadat also. And the object of i'tikaf also is to create the quality of taqwa. Fasting is for taqwa also. And the quality of i'tikaf also is for taqwa. The person is staying in the masjid, his connection is only with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He's broken off all other connections. And now he built up his connection with Allah, Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala only. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about the hilal, the moon, sighting of the moon. And Allah Ta'ala has made a system in the world. And today there is the solar calendar also. But we've got our lunar calendar. And the ulama say it's farz kifayah, it's compulsory upon Muslim people that they must look after this calendar of theirs. And unfortunately, even in the Muslim world nowadays, more people are turning towards the solar calendar instead of the lunar calendar. It's our duty as Muslims that we must look after this calendar of ours. We must know our Islamic dates, not only in the month of Ramadan, but throughout the year, what is the Islamic date today. And also, example, when we were born, what is the Islamic date, when our nikah took place, all of these things, a Muslim person must keep it in his mind. My children are born, tell them, teach them what is the Islamic date, so that we are fully aware of this. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about the great ibadat of Hajj and Umrah, and that's also, the object also is to create taqwa within a person. Many masail are mentioned there. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions some people who go for Hajj, and when they make dua also, they only make dua for dunya. Allah Ta'ala said, in akhirat, in the year after, they've got no real share. But the other people are those who make dua, they make dua for dunya also and for akhirat also. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, Allah give us goodness in the dunya, and in the akhirat give us goodness and save us from the fire of Jahannam. Yeah, they make dua for dunya first. Allah knows we are weak, we love dunya. But only one third of the dua is of dunya. Two thirds of the dua is regarding akhirat. Give us goodness in the year after and save us from the fire of Jahannam. So it shows when we are making dua also, make dua for our dunya also, but that must be less. And majority of our dua must be made for akhirat and the matters of akhirat, saving ourselves from the fire of Jahannam and asking Allah Ta'ala for goodness. Say after Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, other masail also are mentioned about example, spending in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said, whatever you're spending, spend on your family members, spend on your parents also, close family members, the poor people. Whatever you are spending, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of it. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about fighting in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, jihad, which is a very great ibadat. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions certain masail about that. Those people who turn away from deen, become murtad, and they leave the fold of Islam, they have destroyed all of their actions. They are the people of Jahannam and will remain there forever and forever. On the other hand, those people who sacrifice and strive for deen, hoping for the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they will definitely get it. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about some social evils, khamar and maisir, alcohol and gambling. So Allah Ta'ala says, definitely we know there is some benefit in the day. In any guna and sin also there is some benefit. That's why people are going towards it. But Allah Ta'ala has made it haram. Because Allah says, وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا. The harm is great, is much bigger than the benefit of it. So there are many things, for example, television. We know definitely there is some benefit in that. But the benefit is very little but compared to the harms which it causes to society. Completely destroys the moral fabric of society. It destroys the akhlaq of people. Destroys the thinking of people. So outwardly they say there might be some benefit in that. But if you look at the harms, so Allah Ta'ala has made all those things haram for us, forbidden for us, which will cause harm to us. So these things will cause harm to a person. So Allah Ta'ala says, stay away completely from it. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about nikah also. That nikah, the most important thing is your partner. They will live with you for the rest of your life. So have a good partner. That is why it's not permissible, no matter how beautiful a woman may be. But if she's got the quality of shirk within herself, Allah Ta'ala says, never ever get married to her. Because she will take you away from deen. Wallahu yad'u ila al-jannah. Ulaika yad'una ila al-nar. They are calling you to the fire of Jahannam. And Allah is calling you towards Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala is calling you towards forgiveness. So when a person is getting married, be very careful about the married partner which he has got also. The main object of nikah is to have a pious partner, so that that person will call a person towards Jannah, towards Akhirat, and they will help a person and assist a person. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about certain masail of haid. That when a woman is in haid, she has a monthlies, then a person must stay away from her. He must not fulfill his desires with her until she becomes pure. And then when she is pure, a person can go to his wife, fulfill his desires, But فأتوا حرثناكم فأتوا حرثناكم from يألا حرثناكم from يألا تلا is commanded. So from here it comes in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, يألا تلا curses a person who goes to his wife from the anal intercourse. That is completely haram and not permissible at all. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala says, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, the main object of nikah is to get children. Nikah is to get children. This is today, unfortunately, many people get married and then they go on a pill. They say, no, we can't get the children now. After 2 years, 3 years, then we'll decide after that. I'm not ready at the moment. The object of nikah is to get children. Is to get children. So Allah Ta'ala said, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, stand forward for yourselves. Get children. That's one meaning. Another meaning is, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, nikah and fulfilling one's desire is not the object of a person's life. قَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, stand forward for yourselves. Good amal, good actions. That should not become the object of a person's life just to fulfill his desires. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentioned in great detail the masail of talaq. In the Quran Sharif, talaq is mentioned many times, but there's juz'iyat, the finer details are not mentioned. But regarding talaq, Allah ta'ala has mentioned many, many finer details. Person gives his wife one talaq, he gives his wife two talaqs. This is permissible. But when you give your wife three talaq, then after that she is completely broken off from you now. Now you can't get married to her unless she gets married to somebody else. And a whole long chakra there is. So a person must be very careful when he's using the word talaq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here the masail of talaq. And we should always find out properly exactly if a person has to give his wife talaq. Islam has allowed it also with certain conditions and how it must be done. But so a person must learn the masail first before getting married, so he doesn't make a mistake and give his wife talaq mistakenly, and the whole nikah is broken because of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions that the main thing also in talaq is wattaqullah. A person has to have taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your house, normally your wife, there's no one to look after you, there's no police force. It's a husband and wife. Without taqwa, there cannot be love and muhabbat in the house. There cannot be true fulfilling of rights of the other person. But when a person does not have, hasn't got the quality of taqwa, then everyone is demanding their own rights. I want my rights. But when a person has got taqwa and he knows Allah is watching him, then inshallah a person will fulfill all the rights of nikah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a great bounty which Allah has given, which is called iddat, where a woman after her husband passes away, for 4 months, 10 days, she must sit in the house. So in this time, no one can take advantage of her. Another man comes, he wants to propose to her, and he'll take advantage of her. So Allah Ta'ala said, no, we've given you this 4 months, 10 days, a woman can think nicely, her husband has passed away now, and then her mind will come right also, her sorrow will be removed, will be lessened. Then a woman thereafter, she wants to get married, there's no problem at all. One of the rights of children Allah Ta'ala mentions here is, they must be breastfed. They must be given milk at least until the age of 2 years, not more than 2 years, but until 2 years, a child must be given, that is his right, the right of the child. Today in the whole world they are making a claim, now they're starting again, breast milk is very good for the child, very good for the child. This Islam taught 1400 years ago is the right of the child. It's not for the woman to go out of the house, and she is a career woman, and now she doesn't have time to feed the child milk. So what she does, she buys some powder milk, so the child becomes like a powder child, because he's drinking powder milk. You have to give a human milk, so the child will become a true human being. This is the right of the child. And if you can't even give your own child milk, in the Islamic system is, you'll hire a wet nurse if you haven't got milk, for example. So the child must get the pure milk, human milk, by which you will get true benefit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a certain masaili about the milk. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions quite a bit of detail about talaq. Coming to the end of this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if you want Islam to come alive, there are three important things we have to do. One is people have to sacrifice their lives, give their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing is that they have to spend their money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two things. And the third thing is that the maqsad of bringing alive an Islamic society must be tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This must be the objective, that the oneness of Allah ta'ala must become established in the whole world. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about going out and fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person who passed away, he did not make jihad. Well, he never even spoke to himself about jihad, thought about it, the intention of it. Mata ala shu'batin min nifaq, he will pass away on a branch of nifaq and hypocrisy. So in the whole world today, unfortunately, this jihad, very few places is taking place. Whereas to bring alive an Islamic society, this jihad is necessary. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about certain people that they ran away from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually Allah ta'ala gave them death. They were frightened of death, Allah ta'ala gave them death. Then Allah ta'ala through his kudrat and power, Allah gave them life again. So they can make tawbah, they can change their lives. 5 places in this surah, in surah Baqarah, Allah ta'ala has spoken about where Allah ta'ala gave life to people. People who passed away, Allah ta'ala gave them life. To show that Allah ta'ala has got full kudrat. 5 times it happened in this world. So Allah has got full kudrat to give life to people who have passed away. This is nothing far-fetched from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala is mentioning about certain incidents where the people made jihad, small numbers also, but they stood up and they were firm. كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ Small, small jamaat, they overpowered and dominated big, big jamaat, only with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When those people have got sabr and the quality of patience within themselves, they are steadfast, then Allah ta'ala is with them, and Allah ta'ala's help and assistance is with them. In jihad, there is not a need for big, big numbers, but it is true believers who will be steadfast, and Allah ta'ala's help and assistance will come with them. Thereafter, so anyhow, in the Islamic system always, there was, we must always have the desire within ourselves that we must live under an Islamic system, and not live under the system of the kuffar and disbelievers. However, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu went to Abyssinia, and they were staying there, there was like a kind of elections at that time. So then the Muslims, they made dua for the king of Abyssinia, because he was favorable towards the Muslims, he was helping and assisting the Muslims. So then anyhow, they made dua for him, and eventually he was victorious. So the Muslims also must make dua for our leaders, that whoever is good for Islam will be beneficial for Islam, we make dua for them. However, our desire must always be, then eventually when the Islamic society was established in Medina Munawwara, all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu left Habasha. They all left Abyssinia and they all went to Medina Munawwara, because that was an Islamic society. So this is what the desire within every person. I want to live under an Islamic society. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Tawheed is the fountainhead of an Islamic society. And Allah ta'ala mentions Allahu la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum ayatul kursi. Ulama say 17 times, directly or indirectly, Allah ta'ala's name is mentioned in this ayatul kursi. And there are great virtues mentioned regarding it. We should try to read it after every farz namaz. The person will read it. Then between him and Jannah is only death. As soon as he passes away, inshallah, he will enter into Jannah. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about life again, that Allah ta'ala is the one who has qudrat over life, so don't be frightened of jihad, go and give your life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala mentions in great detail about spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person spends one grain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example of it is like a person is given one grain, it grows into 700 grains. And wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha, Allah gives much, much more, Allah increases it how much he wants to. It depends on a person's sincerity and ikhlas. So ulama say, as Dami Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, when a person spends one kajur in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will give him the mountain of Uhud in size and reward. So that's more than 700 times, thousands and millions of times more for one thing a person is spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person mustn't be frightened, we must learn to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are certain conditions also that do not break your sadaqah with money and adha, causing taklif and difficulty to the person. You give a person money and then thereafter you tell him, you sway him, you are vulgar towards him, you are vulgar towards him, you are vulgar towards him. Or you make ihsan jatana, you say, you know what, I did a favor upon you, I gave you this here, I gave you so much, I helped you. When we are spending for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person must learn to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala gives certain examples of it, how much of benefit it is. But when a person doesn't have ikhlas and sincerity and he is spending, then a person destroys his reward. And Allah ta'ala says, when we are spending, also spend of the good money which we have given you. Don't utilize the worst money which we have got, and a person spends that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ. Whatever you are spending, Allah ta'ala is fully aware of that. And يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. You will get the full amount back. Much, much more Allah ta'ala will give you. No zulam and oppression will be done upon you. And whatever you are spending, فَلِأَنْفُسِكُمْ. Only you will benefit, no one else will benefit. And Allah ta'ala is fully aware of this here. So a person must learn to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other side, Allah ta'ala mentions is the system of interest and riba, where Allah ta'ala has made halal bay, business transactions, but Allah has made riba haram, interest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that if a person doesn't abstain from interest, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, give him the warning of a war with Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says there are only two places where Allah declares war on a person. One is in the Quran, where a person takes interest, and the other one is showing enmity to the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It shows the severity of these two gunas and sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah increases, Allah ta'ala destroys riba, and Allah increases sadaqah and charity. Ulama write that within 40 years, any person who is involved in interest, within 40 years is the experience of the Akabir and Buzuruks, that the person's business will be completely destroyed. Within 40 years, a person who engages in interest. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that when you are doing your business transactions, how does the person do it? In two pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this here. Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi said that he thinks, in his opinion, that this is the ayat of the Quran Sharif, it shows the greatest amount of Allah's mercy for us. Now, normally other people say that, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. But he says that this ayat shows the greatest amount of Allah's mercy. Because Allah Ta'ala has got no love at all for this dunya. But still to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the longest ayat of the Quran al-Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has used it to explain to us our business transactions. And Allah has got no fikr and concern for it. Allah has got no liking for it. But Allah Ta'ala showed us, so we mustn't have fight amongst ourselves, argument amongst ourselves. A person must write his transactions down. If he's got a credit transaction, make sure he's written down all of these things here. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has mentioned this in great detail. And then at the end of the surah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the famous ayat, Aman al-Rasul. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu felt certain commands of Allah Ta'ala difficult. So Allah Ta'ala said, and Nabi Qasim said, don't say the day. Say, Sami'ana wa ta'ana. We hear and we obey. Ghufranaka wa Allah, forgive us for our weaknesses. And you see how Allah's help and assistance will come. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu accepted this year, and as soon as they said this year, Allah's help and assistance, Allah made it easy for them, and they were able to fulfill the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this must be the quality of a believer. Sami'ana wa ta'ana. We hear and we obey. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, and to read this every night, Aman al-Rasul, before sleeping. It comes in a hadith, if it suffices for a person. If some ulama say it suffices for tahajjud namaz also, or for all the night ibadat, when a person will read this year. There are 10 ayats of the Quran in Surah Baqarah. The first 5 ayats of Alif Lam Mim, Til Muflihun, Allahu la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum, and the next 2 ayats after that day, Til Hum fiha khalidun, and Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard, until the end of the Surah. 10 ayats of Surah Baqarah. Person will read it, 5 great benefits he will get. The one benefit is in the morning and evening. The one benefit is shaitan won't attack that person. He won't be able to overcome that person. Number 2 is that a person, even if he is mad, he will come right from that madness. He will come out of the day. Number 3, he will not see any harm in his family members, in his money and his family members. Allah will protect his family members and himself. Number 4, shaitan will not be able to enter his house. And number 5, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, لم ينسى القرآن. He will never forget the Quran Sharif. Especially those who are hufaz of Quran, we should try to read this every day, morning and evening. So inshallah, that person, his Quran Sharif, will be protected by means of this. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us true understanding.